On Punters Postmortem yesterday morning, we got a call inquiring when Tommy Berry was going to be back riding in Australia. Obviously, Hugh Bowman's coming back to ride at the Doomben this Saturday and then shooting back to Japan after that. But Tommy Berry's first full day back here will be on Stradbroke Day, June 11. He rides this weekend in the Japanese Oaks, then the Derby, and then he rides Maurice. If everything works out, the star Japanese horse in the Yoshida Kinnan in his last weekend. So Tommy Berry, his first day back in Australia, will be Stradbroke Day at Eagle Farm on June 11. Well, let's go to the Sunshine Coast, I should say. David Van Dyke's up there this morning. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew.
Dave, the news now confirmed pretty well that you'll be closing your Sydney base a bit earlier than first thought.
Yes, we'll be closing the first week in June.
Okay, so that's pretty well. You were initially aiming towards the end of the season, weren't you?
Yes, I was. But just for the sake of my staff and clients and the direction we're headed, we've settled in nicely as a visiting trainer up here in Queensland, and I've had confirmation that my licence has been approved as a full-time trainer up here. So we thought, well, for everyone's sake, we'll make the move sooner rather than later.
Okay. So what happens, how many horses have you got currently up at the Sunshine Coast?
We've got eight. And by the first week in June, we'll have about 22.
Okay. And how many can you have there, Dave?
30.
30. Okay, so you've got good boxes there, and I know we'll talk about some of the horses that are fired up early, but the Sydney base, it's been a good one that's given you great success over the last few years, but we move on, and your decision, you know, you've obviously thought long and hard about what you wanted to do.
Yes, my word. I mean, it's been six of the best years of my life. If you told me 6 years ago that I'd have had the success I've had, I'd certainly be thinking it's a dream come true. And it's just great to go out of Sydney having had my best season. It's also great that some of the horses that I've trained recently in Sydney will be coming up, and it's a fantastic setup here on the Sunshine Coast. It's a beautiful big track. Stables are right on course. It's a great setup, and yeah, good place to live.
And when do you think your last runner will be in Sydney?
The last in Sydney may be the first week in June. I'm just working through that at the moment. It may be less is more. I think it's about the 4th of June, a Saturday meeting at Rose Hill. He ran a terrific race at last Friday in the Scone Cup. He was chopped out late and should have finished a lot closer, and he's a horse that has been with me for many years now, and lovely to see him win on a Saturday in Sydney as my last runner from the Warwick Farm base.
All right, well, we'll monitor that as we get closer, but certainly the intention is to close in that first week of June, and we'll wait and see what the Australian Turf Club do with those stables. Let's focus in on those horses you've got at the Sunshine Coast and look to the stars as there again this weekend.
Yeah, she ran terrific. Her first run up here, she obviously goes a lot better in Queensland than New South Wales, having won a Group 2 last year. She's come on really well since that run, and she trialled nicely last week, won a trial, and I think she'll be very competitive. It's just a matter of whether she gets 2,000 of the roses. She ran a very creditable race behind Press Statement in the Atkins last year over a mile as a two-year-old, so you think 12 months later, down in grade a bit, she might be a chance of really running a nice 2,000 metres.
A good soft barrier draw will go a fair way there, won't it?
It will. We'll ride a positive out of the gates, and she'll be out of trouble, and it's a lot easier to run home at Doomben than it was at the Sunshine Coast last start.
Yeah, big long stretch there, as we know, at the Sunny Coast. Morris is in the Doomben Cup. Off that win at Doomben, are we going to see Morris in the Group 1?
Yes, we are. I mean, it's a massive step for him out of open company. But He's a horse that has never gone better. His gallop this morning was great. He showed that he loves Dooman with that recent win. And of the three Waratah horses, Astronomus, Morris and Sir John Hawkwood, I decided that he'd be the most competitive over the 2,000 at weight for age, despite the fact that he's the lowest benchmark of the three.
Yeah, understand. Just suits the race. Morris, did I see him in on Saturday?
No. You would have seen Astronomus.
Astronomus, that was scratching. The one. Yeah, that was the one. He's going okay, Astronomus?
He left a bit of feed last week and his blood wasn't 100%, so I withdrew him. And he hasn't missed any work. We'll get a blood done tomorrow, and if all's going well, he'll run this Saturday. Jason Collett will be back on. He's had a great association with him, and from there he'll go into the Brisbane Cup 3 weeks later.
Okay, and what are you doing with Morris?
Morris?
Yeah, sorry. I've asked you about Morris. The one I've written down here is Brazen.
Brazen.
Yeah, it was a really strong run last Saturday.
Oh, gee, wasn't it? Yes, look, he was off and running at the 700, first trip over 2,000, straight out of the class four into a group three, and it was a very good run, and he'll go to the Grand Prix, and then he'll go forward into the Derby. So he's come out of that race last Saturday in very good shape. I thought that it might have been a bit too much for him. He was certainly set a task, but yeah, he's in great shape. He's eaten up since, and looking forward to pressing forward into these other group races.
And what do you do with Sir John Hawkwood, given the weather's been so warm in Brisbane that the tracks are drying out? You'd like a little bit of rain, wouldn't you?
I would, although he does have a good record on good tracks, but I think old horse like him, he'd be better on a softer surface. He'll go forward now into the Brisbane Cup. He's proven to us that he really doesn't need racing to show his best. He's done well fresh, and he's been a terrific horse for us. He never runs a bad race, and he should be really competitive in the Brisbane Cup. I'll give him a trial about 12 days earlier at the Gold Coast just to improve his fitness for the Brisbane Cup.
Understand. And, mate, just finally, you've got one running tomorrow here, Passion Flower for Nick Moraitis. Can the horse go on second up tomorrow?
Yes, look, she missed the start at Canterbury, and I know they went quick early, but she ran home nicely and she's come on good since that run. She shouldn't be too far off tomorrow, expecting her to be a little bit closer. And, she should run really well.
Dave, thanks for joining us. It'll be disappointing to lose the quality of you in our Sydney training ranks. As you say, you've had your best season, but we understand you've well explained over the last couple of months the reason for the Sunshine Coast. We wish you the best, and we'll certainly continue to give you a call and catch up for sure.
Oh, for sure, and looking forward to being down there for the spring after we wrap things up.
Yeah, for sure. And Yankee Rose is doing well in the paddock?
Yeah, she's going terrific, and she'll be down nice and early for that Princess Series.
Look forward to it. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thanks, Andrew.
David Van Dyke telling us that he'll be closing his Sydney base at Warwick Farm in the first week of June, which is a bit earlier than what he first thought. The Doomben Cup on Saturday at Doomben, running through some news on the race from Tuesday morning track gallops. Volk Stock and Barrel worked this morning, did it nicely. Al Ivanhoe has arrived up there, got onto a plane for Lee and Anthony Friedman, and is expected to run in the Doomben Cup on Saturday. We go down towards where you've got an update there on Morris and Raw Impulse, well documented, but confirmation yesterday that the horse will run in the Mackell Cup instead of the Doomben Cup. So it'll run at Randwick on Saturday week, and from there it will probably go to the Brisbane Cup after that. So there's some news relevant to the Doomben Cup, the big Group 1 coming up on Saturday. At the moment, we're endeavouring to catch up with Mick Lakey and Tony Pike. We might try Bernadette Cooper just a bit earlier than normal if we can't get either of those trainers, but I've got plenty of news to give you, so let's continue on talking about the Doomben Roses. Dulverton, trained by Rob Smurden, is still in Melbourne. They're hopeful of getting on a plane either tonight or tomorrow night, but at this stage, Dulverton is still in Melbourne. You can take Romantic Maid out of the Doomben Roses because tomorrow she lines up out at Canterbury for Roger James. She's done well, and obviously they're very keen to get her to significant races during the Queensland Carnival. That race tomorrow with the three-year-olds is a very strong race at Canterbury, so looking forward to that. The Brisbane Racing Club Sprint. Art Lee's going to do the seven-day backup. Michael Carl is right now at his doctor's, or he's actually right now getting a concussion test done, and then he's at his doctor's at 9:45 about riding tomorrow. So he's hoping to ride. He came off Art Lee just after the winning post. The horse is really well, and certainly the intention is to do the 7-day backup. Spieth is in a couple of races as well as Rose Hill on Saturday, so Bryce Hayes is just working out which way to go with Spieth. Bernadette Cooper is online from Trackwork. Morning to you, Bernie.
Good morning, Andrew. Nice to be joining you.
I was just going to mention Charmed Harmony. Did you see that horse this morning of Johnny Sadler's?
We did see Charmed Harmony, yeah. Caroline Mason rode him and galloped him, and he looked probably to do one of the best works there, I thought, this morning. It was a bit dark, but it was still looked like good work, and we did catch up with her afterwards, and she's obviously very familiar with this chap, and she was really happy with how he ripped up the straight. He went along from about the 5 furlong mark and just slowly increasing and, pushed along the last bit. So the work looked good. Obviously, he's heading towards the Stradbroke if he gets in. So Caroline also galloped Noble Protector.
Yep.
For Robert Smurden, who's in the Doomben Cup. So she worked over a mile, and her work looked really encouraging. Caroline, really happy with her. But what she was sort of most taken by, she was really chuffed about the way Charmed Harmony was balanced around the tightness of the Doomben track. So, you know, obviously he's having his first run going this way. I think they said they've worked him this direction a couple of times at home, but she said he felt really comfortable, so that was great.
Yeah, good news. Charmed Harmony lines up for John Sadler in that Brisbane Racing Club Sprint, the race against Art Lee, and Thomas Sadler's going to take the ride up there on Saturday. As I say, we're going to try and find Michael Lakey in the next few minutes. We locked it away. We'll see whether we can get the latest on Trubia, who takes a big step up into the race, but is very much in form. There was only a couple there for the Doomben Cup this morning.
Yeah, just two. Just Noble Protector and Volt Stock and Barrel. He looked brilliant, Volt Stock and Barrel. Vinnie Colgan rode him. Have you caught up with Donna yet today?
No. All I got was, I texted her and said, how was it? And all I got was, superb.
Yes, it was superb. She was pretty chuffed with the work, and Vinnie looked happy, and, yeah, very solid work. A couple of girls out of the Roses, we did see Dawny Perfect and Queen of Wands. Both for Clary Connors. They looked they worked together, obviously, and their work looked very strong. Mystic Opal, whether or not she makes the field for Chris Anderson, time will tell. I think she's about 8 inches on there. And the other filly we saw from that race was Temis, is it? Or Themis for Gay Waterhouse?
Yes, so, yep.
Yeah, she's had the three runs back for the three placings and looks pretty promising there also. I think that's all we really saw from the Roses.
Just on Dernie Perfect, you saw her run last time, and it was a much improved run. They've really aimed towards the Brisbane Carnival, so she is starting to show something now heading towards your Oaks.
Dernie Perfect,
yeah,
very good. I mean, her other two runs this time in, it was too short, and the other day she was sort of bottled up and didn't get much of a crack at them in the straight, and obviously the other filly was sort of 4 and 5 wide the whole way, so I think, you know, Clary's two fillies have a real sense of timing about them this year, and we all know how strong Clary is in these Oaks races and Derby races. So, I think they'll definitely be two to look out for.
Righto. What else did you spot?
We saw a few, couple of locals like Tantat Diamond obviously stepping up into the BRC sprint, as is Harada Bay. Harada Bay second up looks probably ideal for him. It's probably not, it's a good race, but I have probably seen it stronger in past years, I think. So maybe the locals might get a bit of a look in there. We're really struggling up here at the moment. Mm. Oh, we did see Rangi Poe, actually, the New Zealand Derby winner.
Yep.
He'll step out in the Fred Best this week, so he's off his spell, but obviously he's won 7 of 10. He's been outstanding from the Tony Pike stable, so they said Sacred Stard pulled up well, and obviously we see Sacred Elixir, I think, next week. So Desley Forster said too good to refuse, worked on the dirt, first horse out there at about 3 or 4 o'clock or something like that. So we didn't get any footage of him, but we went around to the stables and saw him there, and he looks in great order. So he's going to take that Guineas pass. Well, actually, if he were to win the Fred Best, he'll go, obviously, exempt to the Stradbroke. And if he doesn't win the Fred Best, he will head towards the Guineas at, you know, at a mile, which is very, very dominant at anyway. So he's probably one of, to be honest, Too Good to Refuse is probably one of our best hopes of winning a good race this winter, I think, local hopes, yeah.
I reckon Soul for Song could win a good race.
Soul for Song could win a good race, yeah. Kevy Kemp up at Toowoomba, absolutely.
Mm. Mm.
Well, she's in this weekend as well, but she was outstanding, wasn't she, last time out, coming from last at the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I think everyone saw the flashing light there. We'll see all these interviews right through the week on Sky Racing. And, of course, Bernie, you yourself will chat to you. I will say I spoke with Gary Moore, the trainer of Takedown and Hostwin legend. They're down at the Gold Coast. His son David's there, and Takedown worked really strongly on the course proper. The last 200 in 11 seconds, the work was brilliant, according to David. And Hostwin legend Luke Dipman rode both of them, and they're both in good form, particularly Takedown. All these horses are taking step up in class, but they're all capable of winning a race for Gary.
Yeah, and I mean, Takedown came here in good form. He's since had a nice kill. He's got that lovely sun on his back down there at the Gold Coast. In fact, they might as well make it the Gold Coast Winter Carnival.
Yes.
They've all moved in down there. I actually said to Chris Waller on Saturday, when they build the new stables at Eagle Farm, will you move here? And he said, probably not, because, you know, he brings such a big number of horses that they can't guarantee him boxes. So, you know, it's anyway, it's disappointing
what it is.
From a Brisbane point of view, but obviously I'm sure those guys love going to the Gold Coast anyway.
Exactly.
Or Sunshine Coast. Yeah.
Yep. All right. We're going to talk to Mick Lakey. He's just taking part in the jump out with a horse out of Deegan. So we're going to talk to Mick after our next interview about Trubia, who lines up in the Brisbane Racing Club Sprint. Thanks for your time, Bernie.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you. Bernadette Cooper there joins us every Tuesday from Track Gallops. Sounded like she was impressed by Charmed Harmony. As I say, we'll go back and talk a little bit more on Doomben in a moment. But Saturday in Adelaide, it's the Group 1 Darley Goodwood. Final field only minutes away, but with Zebulon suffering a reoccurrence of a tendon injury and Hellover Street not there for Scott Brunton, Sir Bible, a horse that we follow here on Racing HQ, the Alice Springs horse, will make the final 20 for Russell Bell, who joins us. Morning to you, Russ.
Good morning, Andrew.
You would have been a bit concerned when the initial order of entry came out and you were number 26, but six horses have dropped out and it gets you into the field.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry, but anyway, it's was in the lap of the gods, and hopefully we get in and all's well.
Mate, the horse has been in Adelaide for a number of days, travelled down sort of middle part of last week.
Yes, the horse arrived there last week. Had a couple of nice gallops, had one this morning, one last week, and yeah, he was on the grass this morning, and Ryan Balfour, who's looking after him for me, said it was really, really nice work, and I think he's happy to be back on the grass.
I was just going to pose the question. Do you feel the horses know the difference between what they'd have at Alice Springs and Morfordville?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Were you happy enough with the runs during your carnival there? I know you didn't win the Pioneer, but the run before that?
Run before that was sensational. I probably jumped off my game plan a little bit. My idea was always to run him first up in the sprint. I probably should have stuck to that. But, you know, his first run was great. His run in the sprint, on a track that was pretty unforgiving, was pretty good as well. They sort of had our measure as far as the way he races and things like that, so just didn't go to plan. But apart from that, it was a very good run, and onwards and upwards to the next step.
He obviously is pleasing you. I mean, you threw in the entry for one. That tells us you feel the horse is going pretty good.
Well, his work after the Pioneer Sprint here in the river and things like that, the way he pulled up from the sprint, sort of told me that he was back on track. He was probably not 100% on the day of the sprint. A couple of little things went wrong with him, but nothing major. But after that, he recovered, and he was jumping out of his skin 3 days later.
Yeah, all right, that's a good sign. How long's the travel from Alice Springs to Adelaide?
It's about a 1,500-kilometre journey, but Darwin Transport, who have been doing this job for a long, long time, do a great job with them. They stop and they feed them and get them out and put them in yards. And so they sort of leave mid-afternoon, say, for argument's sake, on a Tuesday, and they're there first thing Wednesday morning. So it doesn't take all that much out of them. Having those guys that do the job all the time, they travel from Melbourne to Darwin regularly, so those guys know their job, and it always seems to work pretty well for me anyway.
Wayne Kerford, he rode the horse there, and he knows the horse extremely well. He's staying aboard there in the Goodwood?
Yeah, Wayne's a great bloke, and he's been a good, solid rider for a long time, and he knows the horse. He's won on him at Morpheville. He's rode him here in Alice, and he's rode him in work. And, I think that's a key factor for the horse as well. And Wayne was the first pick, for the job.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Now, I've just got a text from Thoroughbred Racing SA, and there's been no extras, so you make the field. It's just closed. Barrier draws will be out over the next half an hour, but you're there, Russ.
That's pretty exciting. A little bloke from Alice Springs, and for the owners and for the club and everybody, it's pretty bloody exciting to get a horse in a Group 1.
Mate, good luck with the draw and with Saturday. I hope the horse runs right up to what we know we can do. We're a follower of the Racing HQ program here, Russ, on Sky Sports Radio. We followed, I must say, thanks to a good friend, Dave Warner, who leapt onto it pretty early, and we followed it ever since, and we've got some money in the pocket, so we'll be with you again on the weekend, mate.
Yep, thank you very much. I really appreciate all the support that I've had. It's been incredible, and hopefully the horse can just run well and come through it okay, and we'll be more than happy.
Good on you, Russ. Good luck.
Thank you.
Russell Bell there, the trainer of Sir Bible. I won't go through the 20 in the Goodwood until we get the draw, but the horse is not running in the Goodwood. A Stratum Star, Target in sight, Noidart, who's been retired. Hallover Street's going to run at Flemington on Saturday. Reldas, Yesterday's Songs, Zebulon. They're the six that come out to give Sir Bible a start. Stacks of news around relevant to the Goodwood. Going through my notes here, Nostradamus for Philip Stokes worked in company this morning. Really improved nicely. Very sharp the last 400 metres. Serpedo finished off the work yesterday. Didn't do a lot according to Mick Kent, but the horse seems really well. James Winks takes the ride there on Saturday. Admiral, it's ticking over nicely. Of course, ran second to Serpedo last time around for Tassie trainer Barry Campbell. And the Hunter's Big Money heads off very shortly from Scone. It galloped yesterday. It had a gallop at earlier on Friday before the races, and then galloped again yesterday. Rod Northam's really happy with the attitude of the horse. He's got a trip to West Wyalong and then down to Adelaide, and then he'll have a couple of days Thursday and Friday to count down into Saturday's Goodwood. Good luck to you, Rod. Hope the travel goes well, and as soon as we get those barrier draws, we'll certainly put them on Sky Sports Radio. Let's go back and talk a bit more about Doomben on the weekend. A horse that is called Trabea, trained by Mick Lakey, is running at this stage in the Brisbane Racing Club Sprint, and Michael's online between jump outs at Deegan. Morning to you, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. I know it's a step up on Saturday into a Group 3, but I guess if you're ever going to do it, it's now, because the horse is in such good form.
Yeah, that's right. He's come back from a spell, and he won first up at Toowoomba, with relative ease, and Back him up a fortnight later at Doomben and ran a creditable race.
How's he come out of that run?
He seemed to have pulled up really well. He's going 3 weeks this time into the sprint this week. He probably had his chance to win that race the other day. He didn't have a lot of luck from his barrier. He was three wide, three and four wide for a lot of it. But just saying that, you know, like he had his chance to win in the straight. You know, you would have probably hoped that he put him away. But the first and second horse sort of had the run of the race and just out-sprinted him to the line.
Well, you had to come from an awkward barrier where the first and second were just getting those nice runs, weren't they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we sort of had to go around them and we went up to the 59 kilos. And it's more than he's carried before. And he still hit the line good, like he's only got beat a long head or something. But, you know, it would just back in those class six races, it still would have been nice to see him. Been able to put them away, though.
You've been mindful of where you were going. I mean, you've had a run of those class sixes. This is the step now, isn't it, into the real thing?
Yeah, exactly right. We've always had a pretty high opinion of him. Every jockey that's ridden him, Jim Byrne used to ride him in the earlier days, and Jimmy's going to be back on this weekend. They've always felt that he was a horse, you know, that would, you know, make the top grade. So we're going to find out this weekend anyway.
You mentioned Jim Byrne gets back on. Michael Carl's been on of late, but Michael's going to ride Art Lee. But at least you've got Jimmy who knows the horse.
Yeah, exactly right. And someone that's who's quite fond of him as well. So, not going to lose anything there, that's for sure.
You have a crack, mate, and see where you end up, eh? Four-year-old colt, you never know where you can end up.
Ah, that's right. And, you know, he's a pretty exciting horse. And, you know, he strung a few together. It was a big thrill for us.
You mentioned, I brought it up, that barrier the other day. But if you draw softer, he's capable of sort of sitting on the pace and still producing that finish, isn't he?
He can. Most of the jockeys come back and when we've ridden him closer, they've usually said that he probably wanted to be that little bit further back.
Yeah.
But just saying that, yeah, he has got a bit of toe. He's actually led it in a couple of races early in the piece. So, he could take up a position if we draw an alley. I think that'd be pretty crucial this week to draw an alley to give him a winning chance anyway.
I know it's Tuesday and we've got a lot of water to go under the bridge, final field barriers, mate, but what's your gut instinct here?
I'm pretty happy looking at the field. Obviously, there's a couple of pretty smart ones in there, but I'm happy with the horse, so time will tell.
Yeah, have a go. Good on you, Mick. Good luck with it, mate. I hope it's a great week for the owners. Good on you, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, Rory.
Mick Lakey joining us there from Deegan. The horse putting in a sharp workout this morning, Trebia, and lines up in the Brisbane Racing Club sprint over the 1350 up against Charmed Harmony that Bernie mentioned just a little while ago. And I know Bryce Hayes has Spieth entered for a couple of races up there and also here at Rose Hill. I think he's going to maybe dual accept and wait and see what happens over tomorrow, particularly when that final field comes out. Barrier draws out for the Group 1 in Adelaide, the Darley Goodwood. And here it is with a field of 20. Flamberge, barrier 17. The Quarterback, 1. Blackheart Bart, 2. Churchill Dancer, 15. Griante, 3. Big Money for Rod Northam. Rod, you've drawn 14. Smokin' Joey, 5. Nostradamus, 20. Fast and Rocking, 16. Daytona Grey, 18. Under the Louvre, 11. The Tasmanian Admiral has drawn 6. Fatinar for Hayes and Dabernick, who have got 5 in the race. It's drawn 10. Super 1, 13. Supedo for Mick Kent and James Winks has come up with barrier 9. Russell Bell won't be happy. Sir Bible's drawn 19. Cashed, 4. Miss Promiscuity, 8, Shadell, 12, and Suberg Barrier, 7 for Dean Yendel and Darren Weir. Tab will update the market shortly, but that's the barrier draw for the Group 1 Darley Goodwood at Morfordville on Saturday. One of the big wins at Scone on Saturday just gone was this one.
hitting the front, Raymond narrowly, but here's Manea out deeper on the track. Raymond at the 100. Manea moved up on the outside, then Irish Sea. Manea hit the front, 50 to go. She might be good. Manea comes away and wins the Woodland Stakes by a length.
Had been well supported going into the race, and Manea came from virtually last to win the race, the Woodlands. Well done to your trainer, Michael Costa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bit of a thrill, mate. Obviously, the horse had been well found by punters since they put up, I think, $14 or $15. It, I guess, in some way adds a little bit of extra pressure on you.
Yeah, it does. Personally, I didn't have a brass razzle on, but it's still good to get the win. There's a lot of pressure from the punters and also a few critics criticising about trial and the filly on Monday. But it's just good to get her over the line and get that first stakes win for the stable.
And you've gone straight to the paddock?
She has. She'll go to the paddock tomorrow, so we just let her wind down in the stable. She's pulled up extremely well, but she's still got a lot of growing to do, a lot of furnishing, and we'll give her 3 weeks in the paddock and just reassess after that. I'm not gonna design a program until we're just gonna let her do her thing in the paddock, and then once she's had enough time, we'll bring her back in and set our program from there.
So, Mike, when did you know that she was okay?
Well, going back, she'd always shown some positive signs in the early stages, but when I really confirmed that, it was about 5 weeks ago. I had the course proper gallop on at Warwick Farm, and the other two-year-old she was going with pulled shoe on the morning, so I called Bjorn Baker and said, do you have anything you want to gallop? And he had a horse that had won two city trials and was going to the race for the next start, and had the heart rate monitors on them, and they breathed up in 10-3 on the course proper, and she was still hard held. And Bjorn's went to the races next week, so I loaded up on it, and it won. And so then I knew that she had something. She was quite special after that gallop.
And she's just a case listening to you there that she's got so much development yet to come.
She does, and you could see that in the race. She still hasn't executed the jump quite as yet, and she's still very green and raw looking around. But it's mainly the strengthening she has to do. So the best is definitely yet to come for the filly.
And is she a sprinter?
Look, I'm pretty adamant that she will get to the 1400 in time. But if she can rattle off those furlongs at the end of the 1400 metre trip, who knows what will come next. I definitely think she's got the opportunity to step up in distance like Hot Danish.
I think I spoke to you going back to Carnival time, and you had a runner. Was that the Inglis bonus race?
No, wasn't. I
was trying to we chatted. You had a horse running somewhere in a bonus race or something like that. If you can't remember, I've got absolutely no chance. But
yeah, no.
My point is that you're a young rising trainer. New breed racing is what you call yourself, and you're obviously putting a lot of effort to build out in clients and build up your stock.
Yeah, it is. I've been lucky. Last year was the first year I went out and bought yearlings. It was good to. This is the first filly that we've really exposed out of that stock. So, 70% of my share sales are to new owners to the industry, which is great. They're very loyal clients, and it's a lot about educating those new clients as well. And 50% of this filly is new owners to the industry as well. So, that's my sort of market. I'm really hammering down on that niche, and it's working well. Share sales have all gone this year, and I've been supported by a few of the leading syndicators as well, with Derby Racing and Blue Blood. So it's growing, but I'm still probably 6-12 months away to making a decent ripple.
You've got a base also at the Gold Coast, which obviously brought you some success there in recent times, and you had those winners at Kembla Grange. You would find there's nothing like having a winner to promote your name.
No, it's not. Look, I get a lot of the accolades would come obviously from Mineo in the stakes race, but the tried horse that won the first at Kembla, that's probably the hardest training effort. She came to the stable being beaten 21 lengths, 10th of 10th. So to turn her around and get her a win first up is huge, and to have the doubles also great at Kembla. And the Gold Coast stable is absolutely thriving, so I'm really looking to turn up the dial there hopefully get some local support in the coming weeks for the for that stable.
And you've got one tomorrow, Vava Veni, lines up there at Ipswich.
Yeah, he's one that's really thrived up there. He up until last start, he had four starts up there for 2 seconds and two wins. Unfortunately, he got his tongue over the bit there at Doomben, and the eventual winner of the race, he beat by about 6 lengths to start four. So the tongue tie goes on. He goes to the Ipswich. It's a very tight track, and he's got to carry the top weight. So there's a few knocks, but if he can find his form before, he should be right in the finish.
We wish you the best tomorrow, mate. Good luck with it all. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Good on you. Michael Costa there, up and rising trainer here in Sydney. Luke Nolan's our last guest on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Luke.
Morning. Andrew, how are you, mate?
I'm well, mate. You're back home, which is something good. We all like when we're not quite 100%. We like being home, and I know you're going to be out of action for some time, but, gee, that fall in Adelaide, mate, we all held our breath in the Sangster. You've suffered some pretty severe injuries.
Yeah, Andrew, but I can't look backwards. We'll look forward. It's... So far, I'm pretty much pain-free at the moment. Just hopefully it all knits up pretty quickly and we can get back to what I'm doing best.
I know you went to the doctors yesterday. What are they sort of saying at this stage, Luke?
I gave him and he was... I was going to see a couple of specialists this week, but he seemed to think it'd be I'll be out 2 to 3 months. So, worst-case scenario, I'm back... I'm back for the start of spring, so hopefully I can get a couple of weeks riding in before spring warms up. But one thing I do take away from my limited riding exposure this season was I was after Peter handed in his license, I got a lot of support and was riding on a crest of a wave before I went out, so hopefully I can return to that form when I do get back to the races.
How good's Abby Marie?
I think she's pretty she's got a nice amount of quality about her. Do what she's done in a preparation. Going to 2,000 metres with an unusual sort of lead-up or unorthodox lead-up to it for a 2,000-metre race, I think what you saw was quite remarkable and... I can't wait to see what she develops into. She's got nice quality.
Yeah, for sure. I know you'll be cheering from the grandstands, obviously, but Sepito, a horse that you've been on of late, James Winks gets the chance. He rode at Flemington the other day. It's certainly a live chance, drawn softly there in the Goodwood. It's going to be right in the finish if it runs up to previous runs.
Yeah, he will. He's a nice horse. He makes... sort of battled with him a little bit for little issues throughout his career. He's got a long picket fence beside his name now in the form guide. So, drawing middle, I think he's going to be competitive in that race, albeit a quality handicap. Set weights penalties race, should I say, I think he'll make his presence felt when James gives him the right ride in the race, and I'm sure he will do that.
Yeah, for sure. We'll try and get a revised market on the Goodwood, but it's drawn well. So you're putting up a positive frame here. You haven't got any pain?
Not really, Andrew. It was last night. I placed in my body. I don't actually have a break, but I must have some muscle issues there. It kept me up a little bit last night, but where I've got broken bones didn't give me any issue at all. So I'm in a good place. Physically and mentally too.
Yeah, that's a good. I can hear that in your voice. I want to ask, that's why I asked about Abby Marie. But so it's a collarbone, a shoulder, and ribs.
Yep.
Okay, and that purely is just time.
Yeah, that's it. And just because you can't operate on ribs and the shoulder blade, there's a fair gap between the two, but they don't really like to operate on that either. So it's just going to be time, and hopefully they knit quickly and correctly, and we get back sooner rather than later.
Well, mate, you guys are extremely fit, and Cathy O'Hara, you would know, had that bad fall on single gaze in the Oaks at Randwick. She's riding track work from Thursday, and she's 5 weeks ahead of where the doctors had her. So I think that tells us that while you're saying sort of maybe spring, you never know what can happen with her recovery.
Yeah, well, that's it. But as long as your bones knit well, you're going to be in a good place going forward. I'll be going to start drinking more milk than beer anyway, and so hopefully I give myself every chance to for them to knit up strong.
I think the one key is you've said you've got a very good response once you've come back, and it'll be clearly there in the spring. Thanks for your time, Luke. We'll stay in contact, mate.
Cheers, Andrew. Thank you,
mate. Good on you. Luke Nolan there from Melbourne. So doctors have told him yesterday basically out for 2 or 3 months. That's it for Racing HQ. Back tomorrow looking, of course, our 30-minute Canterbury preview for that midweek. Can't wait to hear the guys' thoughts about the third race tomorrow with some promising 3-year-olds that could be bound for Brisbane.